Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
What are the instruments for supernatural empowerment? I'm going to mention a few of them, and we pray. Because I don't want you to go powerless this year. I don't want the enemies to trample on you. The day that the witch don't want you to sleep throughout that night, you will not sleep. What are the instruments of supernatural empowerment? Number one, the oil. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1 to verse 2. Even though this instrument has been abused, but that doesn't change the fact that it remains a potent instrument in the realm of the spirit. The oil is a physical thing, but it has supernatural implication. Then Samuel took the vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord God has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? When thou art departed from me today, you shall find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin, and they will say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found. And lo, thy father had left the care of the asses and sorrowed for you, saying, what shall I do for my soul?" Every time the oil is poured on your head from Zion, something enters into you that was not there when you were born. So we don't neglect the oil. Don't let anyone deceive you. Forget about those who are selling it. I'm not talking about those who sell oil. Because we don't sell it if it is from God. But you see this bottle. Where's that bottle now? This is olive oil. Naturally made. But the day it is lifted up in Mount Zion and raised to God, and it is brought down, the content of this bottle has been altered. Why do you think a native doctor will open this hot drink and then pours libation and speaks a few words and goes back home? And the native doctor will not be shocked when the result comes. It's too sure. Now, what he poured on the ground is actually not what empowered his word. It is the spirit. So when the oil comes on your head, something supernatural has entered. If you read down to verse 10, the Bible says he was turned into another man. So the oil is an instrument for supernatural empowerment. When you wake up in the morning and you use the oil to anoint your head and then speak words over yourself, you have introduced into your life a supernatural civilization. Men would not understand. And that's why sometimes people don't understand you. They say, "We thought he was going to die, but he didn't die." The oil. If you read the book of the Old Testament, no king ascended the throne in Israel without the oil. Because the oil empowers you on the throne. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 16, when the oil came upon David's head, the spirit of the Lord came upon him from that time forward. And the next thing you hear is that David killed the lion, killed the bear, killed Goliath, escaped death 3 times in Saul's house. The oil. So every time you have an opportunity to be anointed with oil, don't take it for granted. Brother James was writing in his book. He said, "Is there anyone that is sick among you? Let them call for the elders and let prayers be offered, and let the sick be anointed with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick." That's in the New Testament. Let the sick be anointed with oil. When Jesus sent out his disciples, one of the things he gave to them was the oil. He said, "Anoint them and pray over them."
The
oil cannot be outdated until Jesus comes, regardless of the abuse of it.
That's why there are people that will say, well, I don't believe in the oil. That is you. You don't have to believe it for it to be real. You don't have to believe it for it to be true.
He said, it is unto you according to your faith, according to your belief.
So if you have the oil in your house and the devil is disturbing you, some people have it and they even forget. Yeah. The first thing you run to is your medicine box. And you even forget that you have an instrument that can enforce the supernatural in your life. The oil is important.
Number two, what is an instrument for the supernatural? Fatherly impartation. Romans chapter 1 and verse 11. Fatherly impartation. Let me tell you the truth that God has ordained that through the hands of men, other men can be equipped for destiny. Paul wrote to the Romans church and said, I desire to be with you so that I can bring upon you some spiritual gift. Fatherly impartation. For I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end that ye may be established. There are times you need that impartation. I long to see you, not so that we can share lunch. I long to see you, not so that you can tell me some stories. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift. And the purpose of this impartation is that you may be established, you may stand strong, you may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. So when you have a father, you don't only need your father when you are in trouble, you also need your father when you need empowerment. I said, sir, can you just speak some words over me? I want to travel. And words are spoken over you. That's an empowerment. You know, everything that God has written in scripture is actually the Father's empowerment. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So when you move, you are moving with that empowerment. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. He said, every tongue that will rise against you in judgment, you will condemn. Number three, instrument for supernatural empowerment, laying on of hands. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 14. He said, do not neglect the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 14. There is something that is given to you when hands are laid on you. The correct hand for that matter. Because it's not every hand that is right. Some things are true, but they are not the truth. Correct hands. Because there are hands that are soiled. There are hands that are contaminated. So correct hands. He said, don't neglect that gift. That gift came to you by prophecy when hands were laid on you. It is not out of a place for a father to lay hands on his son or on his children. It's not out of a place for a mother to lay hands. It's not out of a place for a husband to lay hands on his wife. It's not out of a place. Because what you carry is transferable when you lay hands on people. The Bible says Moses laid his hands on Joshua, and Joshua was full of the spirit of wisdom. Number five, instrument for supernatural empowerment, prayer. Prayer. You will never pray enough. As long as you are breathing,
need to pray. And if you want to be empowered supernaturally, you need to engage the force of prayer.
When men pray, they don't just have their problems solved, but they develop spiritual muscles.
When you pray,
your spiritual muscles are developed. The more you pray, the closer you are with God. The more you pray, the bigger you become in the spirit. You must first be popular among spirit before you can rule men in your world. If you are not popular among spirit, you cannot rule men in your world. And it is prayer that makes you popular in the spiritual realm. You must first seek to be popular in the spiritual realm. Prayer makes you popular. Because every time you pray, you are doing business in another plane. When you pray, you are doing business in the supernatural dimensions of life. Prayerlessness is an invitation to a consistent defeat in life. One of the things the devil would do is to take away capacity, hunger to pray from you. When you see a man who used to pray, a woman who used to pray, and now he can't pray anymore, the devil is just preparing you to boil you. So pray if you need supernatural empowerment. We don't wish it, we pray for it.
All to Jesus I surrender, to Him I freely give, and I will ever love and trust Him in His presence.
Perish. Men of prayer don't perish. Men of prayer, they are not killed, because your place of prayer improves you. If you want to be a captain in the realm of the spirit, you must be a man of the altar. You must understand altar technology, where you go and mingle with your maker. The Bible says Moses stayed in the presence of the Lord 40 days, and when he returned, they couldn't behold his face, because his face became bright like that of the sun, the presence of God. You know that proximity with God makes you powerful on the earth. When you stay close to God, you become powerful. And one of the things that takes you close to God is capacity to pray. Those who knows how to go on their knees, they will know how to stand tall amongst men. And I like to enjoin you to stand tall from your knees. There are things that your hands will not be able to reach, but from the place of prayer you can reach them. Jabez was born and he didn't understand why things were not going well for him. Everything Jabez would touch to do will fail. Jabez want to go to school, struggle. Jabez want to start a business, struggle. And then he got to know that his name was called Jabez because his mother bore him from sorrow. And so his name affected practically everything about him. And Jabez said, how do I come out of this mess? The Bible says he called on the name of the Lord of Israel. And said, Lord, if you don't bless me, then I am gone for life. And the Lord granted him his petition. Friends, I'd like you to know that there is power in the place of prayer. When a mother sits down and prays for her children, It may not look like anything physical is taking place, but the prayer has a way of regulating the lives of those children many, many years after. Because prayer can create an atmosphere for you. So you want supernatural empowerment, you must engage the spiritual technology called prayer. To this end, men ought always to pray. Unless you are not a man, but if you are a man, you ought to pray. Unless you are not a human, to this end, men ought always to pray and not to faint. I've shared with us a story. Many years ago, I was still in my undergraduate years, and we went for a mission in one remote village. Of course, we used to go for that missionary journey every end of the session. We will look for one remote village and go, and we will come there for 7 days. And then each of these 7 days, in the morning, we go to the villages and preach. And in the evening, we gather in the primary school and have a crusade. And then the citizens there will come for 7 days, Monday till Sunday. On a Sunday, we'll divide ourselves into churches in that community and go. On this particular journey, we went to a particular community. We were 57 in number, 57 students, male and female. For one reason or the other, we left campus late because our boss developed issues. And then we got to that place by around 9 p.m. And we had to camp in a primary school. And then we entered the school where the females will stay, the males will stay, of course. And the first thing that happened was sandfly. As soon as we gathered to pray, we've never seen that kind of sandfly before. Everybody was attacked. And people started crying, "I'm going back, I'm going back, I'm going back." Of course, a lot of the students came for the first time. When you look at your body, you are no longer seeing your direct skin. I mean, it was so serious. But we knew that this is not normal sandfly. This is a threat from the pit of hell to send us back to Egypt. And so we held our hands and prayed, regardless of the bite of the sandfly. In 30 minutes, sandfly disappeared. And for 7 days, they didn't show up again. Listen to me. The devil can use sandfly, he can use a cat, and God can also use a cat. And the second thing we saw in the night, that same school, there is this tree in the middle of the school. And normally we come out in the night to pray. People will pray from 12 to 1. Another group from 1 to 2. So we came out. And then suddenly on the tree, we saw two eyes. And the eyes were looking like the eyes of animals. I mean physically. I saw it for the first time in my life that trees has eyes. And when you see the eyes turning. And of course, you know, naturally people ran away. But we say we have come here to stay. No man can chase a landlord because a king cannot be a tenant. No king is a tenant. And our God is a king. So we said, okay, you know what we are going to do? Let's hold our hands around this tree. The eyes were still there and we started praying. And the eyes entered the tree back and did not come out until we left that school. I don't know whether it came out again. But as long as we are there, those eyes don't come out again. Prayer is an answer to the nonsense of the devil. Whatever shut your mouth against prayer has shut your mouth against solution. If they cannot close your mouth, pray. Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas arrested, put in prison, put in chains. But the Bible said in the middle of the night, they raised their voice and they prayed, and the prisoners heard them. And as they sang and prayed, the Bible said there was an earthquake. The prison doors all opened. The windows opened and every man's chain fell. Engage prayer a little bit more. Jesus said to his disciples, "Can't you watch with me? Can't you pray with me for 1 hour? He said, if you don't pray, you will enter into temptation. Can I say to you that 1 hour of prayer will deliver you from several hours of temptation? 1 hour prayer can actually shut the door against several hours of temptation. Sometimes you can't imagine why you are not sleeping. If you can't sleep in the night, take advantage of it and pray.
Maybe God just wants you to pray, you know. That's why the sleep hasn't come. Maybe God just wants you to pray. And you pray. Someone said, I don't even have a prayer point. Just start singing. Just start saying something. And it will put something in your mouth. Hallelujah. Number five, what is the instrument for supernatural empowerment? I call it mantles, the release of mantles. 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 19. Oh, yes, Lord. So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, that the power of God is transmitted into. When mantles are released, power is released also. And today I am trusting the Lord that someone here will live with an invisible mantle that will bring an end to the wickedness of the wicked around them. Mantles. Mantles. There are places Paul couldn't go, and he sent his handkerchief. I said, I can't come there. But you take my handkerchief there. Mantles are powered by God. It could be just a can of water. Oh, yes, Jesus. Elijah is passing and he threw his mantle on Elisha. And that transferred him into a status of a prophet. And that man became a prophet. Maliado Shakata. Lift up your right hand, everyone. Holy Spirit of God, let power be released into those hands. May that hand not fail. Jesus said, thou art my battle axe. With you, I will break mountains. With you, I will break rocks into pieces. It teacheth my fingers to war and my hands to do battle. One of the greatest instruments of power is our right hand. One of the greatest instruments of power is your hand. And today, may power enter that hand in the name of Jesus. Let power enter that hand in the name of Jesus. And you will lay your hands on the sick. And the sick. Somebody receive that power in the name of Jesus. Mantles. Sometimes it's okay to bring an anki and say, Pastor, lay hands on it and pray it for me. It's okay. It's okay, provided you don't turn it to become your God. It's okay. The last one I want to talk about is service. As an instrument for supernatural empowerment. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 3. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 21. Service. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, we see Samuel doing business in Zion. See, you cannot do business in Zion and not collide with God. When your business is constantly in Zion. The Bible says all of them appearing in Zion. They go from strength to strength. And as a child, Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. The word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. The days of Samuel, it was difficult for men to hear God. But when a man constantly did business in the temple, God came by himself to Samuel.
and called him by his name and said, Samuel, Samuel. He called him three times because that man was in Zion doing business. You know, service can actually empower you. There is no way you stay around the neighborhood of power and you don't smell power. Zion is the place of power. Zion is the place of strength. The more you get into Zion, the more strengthened you become. You see, you will be weak if you don't appear before your maker. Service. Someone must find themselves somewhere doing something for God. Oh. In Matthew chapter 4, Jesus said to Peter, James, John, and the rest of them, come follow me, and I will make you. I will make you fishers of men. And when they went following and serving, he turned them to men who had name and fame. Service. What am I doing? In the name of the Lord, what is my business in the business of God? What role am I playing in kingdom business? I've told us in this church before that ministry is not carrying a Bible and preaching from the pulpit. Ministry is what you are doing that is contributing to what God is doing in your day and in your time. That's what ministry is. What are you doing that is contributing to what God is doing? Your contribution to divine agenda is what ministry is all about. What role, what part am I playing? And it has a way of bringing power on you. Thank you, Jesus. He said, follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. Today, God will give somebody power. Are you singing? Keep singing. I sang in the choir for many years of my life. I've served as usher. I've served in prayer band. I've served in Sunday school department. There's hardly any place I've not served. Service puts power on you because God will not send a man that he has not equipped. Every time there is a sending, there's an equipping. And when you put yourself in the place of service, God empowers you. And that empowerment actually enables you to deal with demons around your space. Philip was not an apostle. Philip was a deacon. The work of a deacon was to take care of the physical facility of the church. When we have food distribution, you go and distribute food. And that same Philip was empowered in that same space. And the Bible said when he went to Samaria, even Simon the sorcerer bowed to the power that Philip came with. See, power is not by the place you sit in church. Somebody can be sitting in the congregation every day and is more supernaturally empowered than a pastor who is sitting here, who is not serious. So power is not by title. No, it's not by ordination. A man may call you and pour oil on you and say, from today you are an apostle. But if God does not sanction that ordination, the man who sits in the congregation without any call and any title can be empowered more than you. As we go today, demons will not disgrace you. I challenge you to grow in power, because when you have supernatural empowerment, it allows you to do difficult tasks with ease.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Room of Mercy, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website, www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows. Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., counseling. Wednesday, 6 p.m., School of Wisdom. Friday, 6 p.m., prayer meeting. Sunday, 8 a.m., lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.